Hello, listeners. For the past few days, we've been considering the two words some and any. We've noted that the word some is used in affirmative sentences and in statements, as in...
I have some good news for you. I think I have, although I can't say how you will take it.
I bought some interesting pictures the other day. They should remind you of something in the past.
Here are some eggs for you. I remember you're asking me to buy you some on my way back.
I may be able to buy some books on my way back.
We have noted that the word any, on the other hand, is used in negative sentences and in questions, as in...
I didn't take any books to school.
I haven't bought any pictures yet.
Are there any eggs in the fridge?
Didn't you buy any books on your way back?
Today, I'd like us to discuss another sentence type in which any is used. The word any is often met in conditional sentences, those sentences which begin with the word if. For example,
if you see any council members, tell them about the meeting.
If you need any new books, let me know.
If you see any council members, if you need any new books. Now listen to this short dialogue.
I have to leave in a moment. Would you like to wait till I come back?
Yes, if you'd really like me to stay. And if you have anything interesting for me to do while you are away.
Certainly. If any of our friends call, would you tell them I won't be a minute?
Yes, I will.
I'm also expecting one or two telephone calls. If any message comes through, would you write it down?
Certainly. If you get any message, you can be sure I won't forget to write it down.
Now, let's listen to some of the sentences again.
If you'd really like me to stay, and if you have anything interesting for me to do while you're away.
If you'd really like me to stay, and if you have anything interesting. Note that the word any is used here in a conditional sentence, if you have anything interesting for me to do, not if you have something. Although it would be possible in certain contexts.
If any message comes through, would you write it down?
Note again the use of any in a conditional sentence. If any message comes through.
If you get any message, I won't forget to write it down.
Yes, if you get any message. Here too, any, and not some, is used in a conditional sentence. We've looked at some, any, and their compounds, and the types of sentence in which they occur. Some and its compounds occur in affirmative sentences, while any and its compounds do occur in questions, negative sentences, and conditional sentences. These three latter types of sentence always suggest doubt, uncertainty, and denial of facts. For example,
she has something to offer.
A statement, an assertion. There's no doubt or hesitation in the speaker's mind. But now listen to this.
Has she anything to offer?
A question. It suggests doubt in the speaker's mind. He's not sure of his facts, hence his question. And she uses the word any or one of the compounds. Now listen.
She hasn't got anything to offer.
A negative sentence. The speaker denies an assertion of facts. She's not sure that anything useful can be offered. Observe the use of any in the sentence.
if she has anything useful to offer.
A conditional sentence. It expresses doubt and uncertainty. Like the other types of sentence expressing doubt, uncertainty, and ignorance, conditional sentences normally employ any instead of some.
You say normally. Do you mean there are situations in which your rule about some and any do not apply?
Yes. That's what I was driving at. Depending upon the speaker's intention and circumstances, some may be used in questions, negative sentences, and in conditional sentences.
I see.
This is a problem we should look at in our next lesson. I have oversimplified the matter a little, and it's necessary to state facts sometimes in a simplistic fashion. As we shall see later, there are situations in which some may be used contrary to what we have learned today and during the past few days. We shall look at some of these in the future. Thank you for listening, listeners. Remember to join us if you have time. Have a good day and goodbye.